In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Church of England General Synod debated women bishops last week. The way the system of governance works in our church is for the matter now to be referred to diocesan and archdeaconry synods, and possibly to individual chaplaincies and parishes. When the same process was taking place over women priests in the early 1990s, I heard about the discussion in one parish. Enid, the church warden's wife, got up and said she didn't think it was a good idea, especially if the priest was married. She would have to go out every Sunday and take evensong, and her husband would be left at home. And Enid said, and who would make his tea? There are indeed arguments against ordaining women as priest or bishop, but I have to say, that is not one of them. But the story does highlight, and I assure you it is a true story, the story does highlight the sometimes uneasy relationship between two ways of living out your Christian discipleship, the activist Martha and the contemplative Mary. Something similar happens in Acts chapter 6 when the apostles tell the church, it is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. And they appoint seven men, the forerunners of the deacons, to take care of these practical and administrative duties. And I have to admit, I know how those apostles felt, and I'm sure every priest does. I would like to have more time for prayer, for reading and study, for listening and talking to people. But the fact is, Sunday has a habit of coming round every 7 days, and you all want your sermon. And then there's that meeting to prepare for, 20 or 30 emails to deal with, and so on and so on. But on the other hand, I also have to admit that if you do your martyr stint thoroughly and everything goes to plan, then you can feel a certain satisfaction, and you hope you hear the Lord saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. The trouble arises when the two get out of balance, and Martha was clearly frustrated. The cooking and the cleaning was what she did best, but did she also feel undervalued? That Jesus appreciated Mary's listening to him more than her taking care for his comfort? Did she feel a bit guilty that she also ought to be listening, but she was letting other things get in the way? Jesus goes to the heart of all this. Martha, Martha, he says gently, calm down. He defends Mary, it is true. She is doing what she can do best. And if in their different ways, they are both being good hostesses, making their guest feel at home. Mary is defended, but neither does Jesus put Martha down. The church needs both Marys and Marthas. It is a question of maintaining a harmonious relationship between the two. When we talk about diversity in the church, and at St. Ursula's in particular, rather than having sterile discussions about styles of worship, music and the like, we should focus on celebrating other forms of diversity that we have here, and the Marys and the Marthas among us, is an obvious example. We need both. As a Christian community, we obviously all need to be focused on Jesus, to sit at his feet. And this comes naturally to some people, to the Marys amongst us. They can undergird the work of the whole church in prayer, supporting the Marthas in their many tasks. And these tasks are no less important, because somebody has to make the tea, serve in the kitchen and on the stalls at the bazaar, staple the magazines and put them in envelopes. Sometimes I hear people saying disparagingly things like, "We are not a social club for expats." But if we can help by providing familiar features for new arrivals and others, then we are being faithful to Jesus' teaching on welcoming the stranger. And in any case, there are many routes into the church, and the social side is definitely an important one of them. And moreover, we need to look to both new and long-standing expatriates as a source of new growth in our chaplaincy. Martha's tasks are crucial in this. Mary's role is not somehow better or more holy. God made both Martha's and Mary's because he needs them both in his church. And let me end with a little verse for all the Marthas among us. "Lord of all pots and pans and things, since I've no time to be a saint by doing lovely things, or watching late with thee, or dreaming in the dawn light, or storming heaven's gates, make me a saint by getting meals and washing up the plates." Amen.